Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, we got March Madness, another round. We got Dawson doing the news. We got all that coming up. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. IRS warning. New scam to steal electronic filing identification numbers from tax professionals over email. Tax pros should be aware of the latest phishing scams. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cyber criminals could harm your finances and credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert. So protect yourself with LifeLock, right, Dawson?
No, we prevent all identity theft and monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com. You promo code Adam. That's LifeLock.com. Promo code Adam for 25% off. And now, a tip from the 1965 issue of Good Housekeeping. 120 ways to please a man.
A too finicky housekeeper is as annoying as a sloppy one. Be fair to yourself. Don't set impossible goals. And give the husband a hand and a voice in projects and problems without being patronizing. That's no way to encourage his efforts.
Just one of 120 ways to please a man. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Miss those days. All right. Born Too Late. There's a... You guys know the song by the Bobby Tails?
Maybe.
I think it's by the Bobby Tails. Born Too Late for you to love my... It's about like... You know, it's weird.
I'm knowing it less and less with every word you sing.
Oh.
The ponytails.
The ponytails. It's kind of a... You know, we have our statutory rape rock songs. Mm-hmm. This is the inverse of that.
Too late for you to notice me.
Yep.
To you, I'm just a kid that cool.
Richie
made.
Cunningham on the sax.
Why was I born too late?
I always picture Richie Cunningham playing the saxophone. I don't know why. She's basically saying, I'd like to have sex with you, but I'm 14.
Written by?
Neil Sedaka.
Charles Strauss and Fred Thomas. Of course, they're written by fucking dudes.
Of course.
Oh, this girl, the main character of this song, she's upset that she's too young for this
right.
guy.
I see you walk with
another.
I wish it could be.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, Adam.
We got the Jam in the Van coming out.
Yeah, tomorrow.
I'd say your keyboardist could handle this. This is one key that you just keep tapping over and over again.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right. Sorry. I was born too late. That's right. I could have got in on all that better housekeeping. All right, we got March Madness, Madness.
It's time again for the big rants. As we power through the first round of brackets in March Madness, Madness. Yesterday, Dr. Fauci got a shot in the arm and moved to the next round over Maxine Waters in the big government conference. Prince was sent packing by Little Miss Sunshine in the pop culture conference. And in the Classics Conference, waiters and tipping had to dine and dash out of the tournament when campus safe spaces committed a macro aggression on them. Let's get into the next three round of matchups. First up, a matchup everybody's been talking about from the California Conference. The L.A. Department of Building and Safety goes up against Gavin Newsom.
L.A. Department of Building and Safety, I just got a letter from these dickweeds wanting to know what's going on with the permit from the thing. I don't know, dicks. You guys shut down because of COVID a year ago, so I'm sorry if I'm not fucking keeping up. The permit they needed was them walking into my warehouse and saying, oh, you're building a mezzanine, you're building storage up top? No, you are not. You must come in and pull a permit and get an engineer and get an architectural engineer and get a structural engineer. And by the way, these things that they permit to build now, these aren't fucking, this is not storage. These are goddamn bomb shelters. These are fucking Hitler's bunker. When I found out what the fucking engineer needed me to do, which is saw cut the slab, dig down 2 feet, make it 4 foot wide. Not number four rebar. Oh, no, not good old trusty number four rebar. Not tried and true number four rebar. Not grandpa's rebar. We need number five rebar. We need 5/8 rebar. And we don't need it 12 inches on center. We need it 6 inches on center. We don't need the dowels put in every 16 inches. We need them put in every 8 inches because we must overbuild the fucking shit out of everything because we're an earthquake country. Great. My fucking mom's house was built in like 1847. It survived every single earthquake. And at a certain point, they tore it down and built the McMansion there. But this notion of like, we're in fucking earthquake country. Fine. We don't need to build the fucking Merrimack and the Monitor because we're an air fucking quake country. But you assholes who just want money and hide behind your fucking shield of fear and safety, it should be the Department of fucking Bilking and Graft is what it should be called. Not building and fucking safety. Bilking taxpayers out of their fucking money. And you want to talk about civil liberties. How about property that you pay for, that you purchase, that you pay taxes on, and some 59-year-old fucking dweeb from the city can just walk right in, the biggest douche from your high school, and tell you to shut it all down until you fucking pull a permit. And then when you go in and pull a permit, you got the 26-year-old chick behind the counter, and she wants to know what you're going to use your warehouse for. None of your business, cunt. How about that? What are you going to use it for? We need to know what's going on in there. Oh, okay. Where else do you need privy and information? What's going on in my bedroom? What's going on in my head? Bitch, you want a fucking PET scan so you can figure out what I'm thinking so you can get money from me in advance? This is a fucking graft. And by the way, you want to know why businesses are all packing up and leaving Los Angeles, especially because of the overregulated Department of Building and fucking Safety? I've talked to guys who run fast food franchises. You're going to open one in Los Angeles? They laugh. No fucking way. It's not worth it. There's not enough fucking money. There's not enough fucking time in the fucking day. How about you asswipes roll back the regulation just a little bit and let the people that pay your fucking salaries get to it?
Must make one quick correction. It was waiters and tipping.
Oh,
that overcame campus safe spaces before.
That's right.
Okay, moving on. Brian, what do you think of those rants?
I only did one.
They only did the one.
We got Gavin Newsom now.
Dawson.
I'm getting ahead of myself over here.
You belch up some peyote.
Very excited. Very, very excited.
Focus, buddy.
Mike Hogg has bled off on me today. I apologize.
KFC.
Gavin goddamn Newsom. Look, everyone's making a big whoop-de-doo about him going to the French Laundry. I would be surprised if Gavin Newsom wasn't photographed at the French Laundry. That is who that fucking guy is. He's a fucking hypocrite of the tallest magnitude and order. Do as he says, not as he fucking does. He came in here, tried to peddle a fucking barge of bullshit, where it's like, I too come from a single mom. I too know what it's like to struggle. Really? Your dad was head counsel for Getty Oil. Head fucking counsel for the rich, the lawyer for the richest man and family on the fucking planet. So don't give me this fucking story about knowing what it's like to struggle growing up, fucking Gavin Newsom. And then you come in here and you lay a load of shit on me about check cashing places. Although not so interested in check cashing places. Well, good news. You got your wish, Gavin Newsom. L.A. and California have no more predatory check cashing places because you fucking ruined the economy. No one has a fucking check anymore. So you got your wish. You don't focus on infrastructure. You don't focus on traffic. You don't focus on schooling. Oh, you do focus on schooling because you're fucking bought and paid for by the schools union. The teachers unions has you not in their fucking hip pocket. They have you up their fucking ass. You don't give a fuck if kids rot at home in their apartments in the inner city for over a year because you're so scared that the people that fucking pay you, the people that fucking foot your bill to get elected, don't want to fucking go back and do their job. Well, guess what, douche? The chickens are coming home to goddamn roost because we got a fucking recall on your ass. And don't try to pass it off as QAnon or Trump's or white supremacists. Fuck you and your weak sauce. Everything that goes wrong in your life. So you do the world's shittiest job of governing what used to be the greatest state and you pass it on as a QAnon conspiracy? Could it possibly be that you're fucking horrible at your job that maybe all that fucking gel has now seeped into your brain, poisoned the roots of your skull, and made you make all these fucking horrible decisions? Either way, it's on. You shall be recalled. And I say Dr. Drew takes your goddamn place. And the first thing Dr. Drew does is he gets rid of that crazy witch who's running Los Angeles Health Department, tells her to fucking step aside. I don't want to even tell her to step aside. I want the Sandman from Night of the Apollo to come out there with a fucking broom and sweep that bitch away.
Oof. It's a shame that we as listeners were robbed of this matchup later in the tournament, the championship rounds. We got in the first round. I was ready to call this one after the first one. Adam got nice and metaphysical with the, how'd you like to know what's in my head? But then they come out with an inspired Gavin. What do you guys think behind the glass?
This was the matchup everyone was waiting for in the first round. And I have to say, Gavin Newsom takes it. I think I saw some extra veins in Adam's forehead.
I'm now taking off a layer because I'm sweating. I'm too sweaty now.
Dawson.
Both teams came and brought their A game today, but I think Gavin Newsom ran away with it in the end.
Gavin Newsom it is. He moves on. Sorry, LA Building Department.
Next up from our Classics Conference, Sonny's Helmet versus Unrinsed Coffee Mugs.
Sonny's Helmet. Well, when Sonny was born, we had to go take him to get his cranial checked out. Why? Because there's a specialist, and specialists need to be paid. And everything falls under this umbrella now of, I just thought you should know, or just to play it safe. Everyone wants to play it safe. You know they want to play it safe with? Rich, white, scared moms. That's where we play it safe. So we take Sonny into the fucking place when he's 5 months old. They put a bunch of calipers on his head and adjust things and measure things and then announce, oh, yeah, he's going to have an issue. And then these words left the mouth of the specialist. The specialist said, if we don't do something about it, his sunglasses may not sit right on his head. I am picturing Mr. Potato Head after a stiff win. So, of course, I go, these are charlatans. This is bullshit. I don't care about this. I'm not going to fucking pay $10,000 to have a hockey helmet put on this kid's head and make him miserable. Of course, I'm overridden by my wife because everything needs to be safe. Oh, it is safety now. So, we take him back in. Of course, he's crying the entire time. He has no context. He doesn't know what's going on. They're putting plaster of Paris on his fucking head. 3 weeks later, the fucking helmet shows up. The helmet shows up. We put the helmet on Sonny. Sweat starts immediately pouring down his forehead and into his eyes while he's in the crib. They tell us he needs to wear this 23 hours out of the day for the first 6 months. The thing lasted on his head about 9 minutes. We pulled the fucking thing off, looked at each other and said, look, we're bad parents. Fuck it. Well, guess who saw Sonny this morning? And guess who's seen him wearing his fucking sunglasses? His dad, The kid looks like baby fucking Driver with those shades on. I'm surprised he hasn't gotten laid yet. I don't want him to leave the house with those Wayfarers on, because chicks will be running after him like the beginning of the Osmonds cartoon from the 70s. Look it up, bitch. The point is you call yourself an expert. You're not an expert. You're an expert at ripping off scared parents. Fuck you. Hey, Max Spada. I was having difficulty during that rant because you'd done something in the first one, which is put the two subjects up there, but then this one you didn't.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So I was going to turn my rant to you in the middle of it.
I appreciate your mercy.
Yes, thank you. I get so immersed in the first rant, I can't remember what the fucking second one is, but Max Spada saw fit to put it up on the screen, but just once.
Here we go.
It's unrinsed coffee mugs.
Unrinsed coffee mugs. This is a never-ending... If you said to me on my deathbed, Adam, biggest disappointments, I'd go, the Holocaust and unrinsed coffee mugs, and not in that order. This is a major, major thing in my life. Now, to be fair to all the folks that hang out here, it only took 8.5 years for me to implement this policy. Still hasn't stuck with Dr. Drew. It's a pretty simple equation. There's something that's black, and it's tarry, and it's dark, and it's 1/4 inch thick, and it's at the bottom of the coffee mug, and one spurt of water from the spigot. I'm not telling you put a gourd on your head and walk several miles to the well. I'm saying lift your right hand, grab the handle, turn it 1/4 turn, and then turn it back and put water in it. I'm not telling you to sanitize it. I'm not telling you to wipe it with a Brillo pad. I'm simply saying rinse it out so that whoever is tasked with cleaning the mugs doesn't have that stratified black circle that goes up. I can tell you how old every fucking mug is that's here. Same way I can tell you how old a sequoia tree. You know how old a sequoia tree is? Count the rings. Well, I can count the rings and tell you how long a mug has been here. This is the simplest task ever, but yet somehow, even though the sink is sitting there and the mug gets into the sink and oftentimes directly under the spigot, still no purchase when it comes to turning the handle. And the biggest scary, I'll get back to the Holocaust, worse than Holocaust deniers, mug rinse deniers. There's the ones that were, I was going to get to it. Oh, the next time you're at the sink, you're going to get to it. Well, you know, you can clean it out or the dish. Yes, somebody could scrub it out at some fucking point. But we all know once that black little band 1/4 inch from the bottom gets spot welded to the side of that ceramic mug, there ain't enough elbow grease and olive grease to get it out. I want to pick a smaller nation. I'm going to use a lot of hyperbole.
Oh, tough matchup. I'm leaning towards the coffee mug. It seemed to strike Adam's core. I like the baby driver stuff. That was good. What do you guys think?
Yeah, if you're comparing it or making it equal or better than the Holocaust, then I think unrinsed
you really
coffee
threw
mugs. I'm not saying
there.
It's generally worse. I'm saying I'm less affected. Okay.
Understood.
I want people to. I want them to clearly understand what I'm saying.
Compelling arguments. Unrinsed coffee mugs. It is.
All right.
Yeah. Move on.
Finally, a round of our big government conference. It's the minimum wage versus Ilhan Omar.
Look, people. The minimum wage will be dictated by whatever is prevailing. And I've said it many times. You go down to Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco, there's a In-N-Out burger there, and I think they're paying $19 an hour because they're in San Francisco, they're by the wharf, and they need people to come in, and that's how they're going to entice people to come in. Now, the minimum wage in San Francisco or New York City versus Arkansas or Louisiana, it's insane to have the same minimum wage. You dicks like to call it a living wage. Fine, let's call it a living wage. Well, if an apartment in Louisiana is $600 a month, an apartment in San Francisco is $3,200 a month, then shouldn't the wage be adjusted to affect the prevailing prices of the city you're living in? Also, we can figure this out. You want to know why? Because there's somebody called a boss and there's someone called a business owner, and they're fuck a lot smarter than any politicians, and they may run their business. You walk down the street from this studio, you go 200 yards up the street, you will find a Home Depot. In that Home Depot, you will find a parking lot. In that parking lot, you will find undocumented workers that we used to call illegal aliens. They are looking for work. If you offer to pay them $9 an hour, they will put the fucking handle, that spade shovel, up your ass. If you tell them I'll give you $30 an hour, they will all dive into the back of your truck and you can go to Mexico. They don't care. So they figured it out. They have figured out the wage, the job versus the wage. And then also, no one ever talks about this, but if you got a bunch of guys that are getting $18 an hour, $17.50 an hour, and all of a sudden we implement $15 minimum wage, then aren't the dudes that are getting $18 an hour going to go, fuck this, I'm getting $3 more than the guy with the GED who has no experience and has been here for 10 minutes? I need a bump too. Politicians, stop getting involved with fucking finance. You guys don't know shit. All you do is fucking collect taxpayers' money and then squander it. Let the fucking business people run their business. And by the way, if you think the wage is too low for you, get some fucking training and get another job. And this fucking straw horse or this fucking straw man bullshit where they go, well, what's a mother of three doing? She's 41 years old. She's a mother of three. She works at McDonald's. How's she supposed to support her family? You're not supposed to be able to support your fucking family of three. You're not supposed to have a family of three. When you get minimum wage, you're supposed to be a junior in fucking high school, people, not an adult with a family to support. Ilhan Omar. Oh, ugh. First off, never fucking stops talking about hate crimes or something. The most anti-Semitic person in Congress with all this stuff. Like, no, I don't dislike the Jews. I just send out a lot of fucking tweets criticizing the Jews. The Jews of all fucking people. All they do is get persecuted around the fucking world for time immemorial. But yet, Ilhan Omar got a bad taste in her mouth over the fucking Jews. I don't know. How about we talk about infrastructure? How about we talk about schools? How about we talk about taxes? Well, we'll talk some about that, but a lot about the Jews. She's from Somalia. She's from a fucking war-torn shithole, and she was brought here as a very young person to escape her war-torn shithole. Then she came here and decided she's going to do nothing but criticize the fucking land of the free and the goddamn home of the brave who saved her fucking ass. I have fucking had an impacted assful of these people. You've come to this country because your country was participating in female genital mutilation and matricide and patricide and every other bad thing, spermicide, everything with the word side in it. And there was ethnic cleansing going. So you escaped. You didn't wander over here. You escaped. You were taken in. You were taken in because we have the most generous people on the fucking planet. We took care of you. And here's how much discrimination there is in this country. You became a congressperson. So I don't know how much discrimination there could be against ladies or ladies from Somalia. Either way, you're here. Fucking appreciate it, bitch.
Fiery rants on both. Yes. I think I personally feel like the minimum wage one is a little more focused, a little more laser focused. What do you guys think in the back?
I like the button he put on Ilhan Omar. I thought it had a stronger ending, but yeah, minimum wage overall was more focused, and I thought that was a better rant.
Is she from Somalia? I gotta figure out. I don't preview these rants, so you know I'm flying without a teleprompter here. But I'm curious, like, when did she come over here?
Yeah, she was born in Somalia.
And she came here when she was a kid and taken in by some family or raised by her own. Either way, ironic that she has so much vitriol about this country.
She and her family fled Somalia to escape the war and spent 4 years in a Dadaab refugee camp in Kenya.
Yeah. If you leave a place, that's fine. If you flee, quit your bitching about this country.
Then they secured asylum in the U.S. in 95.
All right.
All right. Well, with all that said, the minimum wage will move on to the next round. You can find the full bracket at AdamCarolla.com and tune in tomorrow for more of the Big Rants. March Madness, Madness.
All right. Well, let me hit Liquid Death and then we'll get into some news over here. Yeah, stay hydrated without the plastic. Stay away from that stuff with Liquid Death. Actually helps you drink more water. They gave me a couple cases. I've been drinking this stuff. It is so much better than what you're used to. 100% mountain water from the Alps. Not processed tap water like most major bottle brands. Whole Foods, 7-Eleven, or if you've been to Texas recently, you can pick it up at Walmart. There is a palpable difference between Liquid Death and the bottled stuff that you've been drinking. And they're like tall boy 16-ounce cans. So get yourself some of these. And a good conversation starter, too, because a lot of people are like, hey, what is this? It's Liquid Death, right, Dawson?
Get two free koozies with your first order of any case of water at liquiddeath.com/Adam. Just hit up their merch store. Add the koozie two-pack you want, and you'll get it free with your first case. Only at liquiddeath.com/Adam.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll do the news with Dawson right after this.
Adam Carolla's I'm Your Emotional Support Animal, navigating our all-woke, no-joke culture, has over 1,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Here's one.
Completely on point and completely relevant for today. Jack and War showing us that something same. Physics, see, Uncle Bean and Uncle Genema.
Eloquent and succinct. Pick up I'm Your Emotional Support Animal, navigating our all-woke, no-joke culture, and leave your five-star review on Amazon. Get all the links at AdamCarolla.com.
Oh, I'll heat Dawson up with the news.
The news with Mike Dawson. First news, Gina Grad, the great Gina Grad, will be back tomorrow, so that's wonderful news for all of us. And again, there are funeral funds to help take the costs away from both the family of Ozzie Castillo and Gina Grad's father, Steve Grad. Please follow us on social media and donate if you can, and thank you for already doing that. Now on to the news. There was a mass shooting. We're not going to totally get into it here. 10 people are dead in Colorado. We touched on it earlier. The suspect is in custody. All the details still unfolding on this, and that doesn't stop pundits and news people from trying to make everything fit their own narrative. So rather than tell you a story that the news should really handle, just go ahead and go to your appropriate news network and get the story there, and they'll tell you exactly what you want to hear.
Yeah, everything's politicized. Sad. God bless the cop who ran in there.
Yeah.
Because I hate it when cops wait for backup when the shit's going down. Mm-hmm. So this guy ran in. I don't know the full story. I know he was killed. I don't know that the gunman was shot in the leg or bleeding from the leg or possibly shot in the leg. So maybe the hero cop who ran in got off a shot or two and hit the guy in the leg. I don't know. All I know is when you are doing a mass shooting, at some point, if somebody is returning fire at you, that shall shorten your mass shooting, hopefully. So I don't know all the nuts and the bolts, but the cop was a hero. And in a era where we don't often cite the cops as heroes, this is a good cop to think about.
Well, let's go back to Miami. Two North Carolina men in Miami for spring break were arrested for allegedly drugging and raping a 24-year-old woman who was found dead in her hotel room. The 21-year-old and 24-year-old men are accused of stealing the unconscious woman's credit cards as well and using them during their spring break vacation. Both men were caught on surveillance footage entering the Albion Hotel with the impaired victim, who was a Pennsylvania resident, around 1 a.m. They were essentially holding her up from the front and behind, trying to get a woman who was nearly unconscious into the room.
Do you think they killed her intentionally, or do they think they just she OD'd on whatever it is they were feeding her?
At a bar, one of them allegedly gave her a green pill. Mm-hmm. She took it willingly. It is not known whether one of the suspects said that he believed the drug was Percocet.
Mm-hmm.
That could have had a reaction with alcohol, and anything can kill you. You never really know when you're taking drugs in Miami.
But they weren't trying to kill her.
I don't think they were trying to kill her.
And they had sex, and then they took the credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they knew she was dead. Did they leave her behind?
What are the chances we find out these guys both weren't in college? One's 24.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Like, Smarty Pants, but I didn't graduate college until like 28. No, I'm kidding.
Were they spring breakers, or were they out for stealer credit cards and robber, essentially?
It just says that they were there for spring break. It does not say whether or not they're college students.
Once you kill somebody, don't take their credit cards or their ATM or whatever it is, because you will get busted these fastest doing that. And it links you directly to the person. Not giving tips to murderers, but sad. Boy, spring break has come a long way.
Indeed it has.
Yeah.
If investigators are able to determine that the victim's death was due to an overdose from the pills supplied by the men, then they'll be charged with either manslaughter or murder charges, in addition to battery, sexual battery, petty theft, and fraudulently use of a credit card.
Jesus Christ. And how long is spring break going on for?
I believe 3 more weeks.
That is a lot.
Yeah, there are several weeks of spring break, depending on your college.
Yeah, my kids told me they're going back to school after spring break. I'm like, hasn't this been a one-year experiment in spring breaking? This is a full season, all season break they've been on. But after, I don't know, it's kind of comical that they have a spring break after 1 year of not being in a classroom. Like, my feeling is like, this is a year where we're calling audibles. Why don't we just do away with the spring break and you guys can start now?
They're playing Division II football in the spring. Anything's possible.
That's right. Mike let us know.
Well, a New Jersey newspaper has apologized for, quote, totally unacceptable caption that featured lewd language and an ethnic slur. This is actually a caption that was in the Asbury Park Press. They've apologized for this headline. Kaylin will put that up. It says,
holy shit.
It says, a fucking hot nurse, a total Jap Jewish American princess, loads a syringe with a dose of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. So somehow, and the way they're saying this got by is, in the age of breaking news, nobody has time to actually check the story. Editors don't have time to approve every single piece of news. So in order to streamline the news and get the story first, no editor ever checked this. And some idiot reporter who is now fired wrote, a fucking hot nurse, a total Jap, loads a syringe with a dose of the Moderna vaccine.
Well, this guy's fucking around, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
I mean, he knows. He's this isn't a typo. He's willing to move on.
It's certainly done with purpose. Well, if that purpose is to be funny and think that the editor will catch this, they'll get back to me like, dude, that's funny, but we can't do that.
This is a photo caption, not a headline. So says Max about it.
I have another alternative explanation that reminds me of. Couple of years ago, Chris can find this, some airline, American, United, whatever it was, some major airline, some of the social media tweeted some tweet about, innocuous tweet. Oh, hey, low fare sales or blah, blah, whatever. But the picture was of a woman shoving a toy airplane up her vagina. And I'm now convinced that I think these social media people and these younger people working for online publications or whatever are having a lot of fun behind the scenes, like fucking around, like, oh, hey, look at this, and it gets shared, and all of a sudden the wrong photo gets uploaded, the wrong version of the caption gets uploaded, and that's probably what happened here. Probably someone did this to make someone else laugh in the office, and the wrong caption got uploaded is my guess. Yeah. Chris, find
that was 2014 U.S. Airways official Twitter account. Tweeted a picture of a nude woman with a toy airplane inserted into her vagina.
Mm-hmm. Clearly meant to fuck around behind the scenes, and it got accidentally uploaded to their social media.
Yeah.
Someone picked the wrong file.
Yeah. Yeah, that could happen. But,
I'm not going to give them that much of the benefit of the doubt.
Well, either way, what's the average age of a reporter now? 23 and a half?
Probably. Like,
you know, it's not what it, not the guys with the fedoras that said press. Mm-hmm. That was a bygone era. All right.
Let's move on to music news. You might have heard about this. Remember, of course, you remember Lemmy Kilmister, who was a guest on the Adam Carolla show. Him and his scent.
Again, if you sniff my hair, you can still smell a little Lemmy.
Yeah. Well, he died a while back.
I know.
And in his will, he asked that his ashes, which were to be placed into bullet casings and sent to his closest friends. This is probably the most rock and roll thing that ever happened in the history of rock and roll. Your good, dear friend Ricky Rackman was one of the beneficiaries of this. Ricky put up a tweet saying that before his death, Lemmy asked for his ashes to be put in some bullets and handed out to his closest friends. Today I received a bullet, and I was literally brought to tears. Thank you, Motorhead.
You know, speaking of bullets and rock and roll, I got a text from John Popper last night with a correction, which is I was talking about his pistol that shot a bullet.
Had a great silencer.
Well, that's for shooting squirrels.
Oh, okay.
Inside your house. This is another weapon altogether. But that the bullet traveled, I said on stage, 2,000 yards in a second, but it's 2,000 feet in a second, which is something
faster.
I will.
Three times faster.
I know.
You got slower.
Or slower. Right. They'll see, when I speak in terms of guns, slower. I don't know why I always think of yards. Like the guy was, 2,000 yards away or 500 yards away, like the kill, like the yards, you know. So I convert it to yards, but it's feet. It's 2,000 feet a second, and John was listening and enjoyed the podcast, but he needed to get that correction out there. And I know it probably bumped a lot of the wives, so I wanted to get it out there.
Important, yeah.
And let's see. I'll try to – stupid. You can keep going.
You know, speaking of your great invention, Ascent, we should have a Lemmy flavor.
Yeah, God. That would work.
Sweating
tobacco.
Wow.
Let's see. Hey, by the way, this is John as of yesterday. Hey, by the way, I heard and loved your stand-up in Oklahoma City. Didn't hear the squirrel story, but loved all I heard. Just a technical correction, if it ever comes up. While I'm bringing it up, it was 2,000 feet per second, 200 yards per second. Why, that'd be crazy. Or would it? With a question mark. You've just given us a goal to strive for. Still, 700 yards a second ain't bad. You funny, best John. So he's going home from recording or whatever, and he wanted to correct us on that.
That's a lot of math.
I know, but it's right.
Well, you remember last week when we discussed Wolfgang Van Halen's criticism of the In Memoriam segment, which didn't devote enough time to his late father?
Mm-hmm.
Grammy executive producer Ben Winston is defending that salute. Essentially, what the salute was they put Eddie Van Halen's famous striped guitar on stage alone in a spotlight, and they played a video of Eddie Van Halen. Mm. Well, essentially, it does seem like Ben Winston, the Grammy producer, is essentially taking Wolfgang Van Halen's statement of his criticism and kind of repeating the whole thing. He says they had the idea for it for a long time, but, you know, they thought it would be great to have, you know, 9 or 10 guitarists. They reached out to 9 or 10 different guitarists, but then they decided that no one could do it better than Eddie Van Halen. It's just kind of
play eruption.
Yeah, it's it's just interesting that essentially the Grammy producer has taken exactly what Wolfgang Van Halen said and turned it into the reason why they didn't do anything bigger.
Well, I have kind of mixed feelings about these subjects because I do appreciate the love of a son for his father. But from all of us who have dads who never made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and never had platinum records. And my dad couldn't afford a fucking car most of his life.
Hell yeah.
Wolfie did pretty good in the dad department.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that he's trying to keep it going, but he shouldn't be a disgruntled employee. He really should be happy that we're even having a conversation about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, I don't know if there's just going to be my dad's flugelhorn alone out there, and then Chuck Mangione's going to come out. I will be pissed if that doesn't happen, but he's doing good. Turn the page. I fell in love with Van Halen, not Eddie Van Halen, not because of the guitar licks, but because he took one of the first generation Makita cordless drills and worked it into the frets, right, man.
Pound cake.
That's right. I think that was a 9.6. Makita, wasn't your newfangled 18 volt that all you kids got going on today? This was a keyed Chuck, old school, first gen 19.6 volt Makita, the first cordless drill I ever owned, and there he was using it on those guitar strings.
Well, got it at my father-in-law's store.
Really?
No, it'd be awesome if you did, though.
Oh, would have been great. Yeah.
Well, we often talk about in memoriam segments on award shows on this show, and I think you'll be interested to know that 970 names were submitted for the in memoriam this year at the Grammys.
Can I tell you the way I got that cordless drill? It's Tom Johnson, the guy I was working for. I remember when I was working next door to Leno's house up in the hills. I was getting like $8 an hour. And he went down to Terry Lumber. Like, the thing about Terry Lumber is don't buy tools there. Go to Home Depot. You know what I mean? Terry Lumber is where you go to buy the lumber. But the tools, you're paying a premium if you buy them there. Anyway, he went down there. He came back with a drill. And I said, I bought you your first cordless drill. And I was like, you did? And he's like, well, I just took it out of your paycheck. And it was like $118 when
from
I was
the most expensive place.
I was making $230 a week. Like, it was half my paycheck. But I remember thinking, oh, fuck it, I got a cordless drill. All right, sorry.
Jeopardy viewers are calling for a boycott of the show.
Oh, no.
For the 2 week stretch in which Dr. Oz will be acting as the popular game show's TV guest host.
Really? Why? Why did you go?
He was named as one of the many guest hosts if the show continued. Everyone's doing a couple of weeks since the death of Alex Trebek while they're trying to find it. Dr. Oz, the host of the Dr. Oz show. People are saying that Dr. Oz is a shizer, a shill, and a dangerous snake oil salesman.
Wait, is a shizer a shyster?
I don't know.
A shizer is a German poop.
I think it's a shyster.
I think it's shyster.
This says shizer.
Huh.
Wow.
He's the biggest slap in the face of Alex Trebek's memory that could be imagined.
Really?
That's what everybody's saying.
How about if Joey Buttafuoco hosted? Would that be a tie in the slap in the face department?
OJ Simpson?
Yeah. There are many. Yeah, we could. Harvey Weinstein. We could get him furloughed.
Yeah. Kevin Spacey could do it for a week. What's the controversy?
That Dr. Oz is nowhere near the intelligence level that Alex Trebek is, I guess, and that people think that he is, a doctor who's in it for the money. You know,
I think there has been some controversy with Dr. Oz, but I don't know.
I believe he backed up some kind of products that.
Yeah, it was probably something like that.
Yeah, a lot of people on Twitter not happy about Dr. Oz. Who they do want, though, they're very unanimous, and that is LeVar Burton.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. A lot of people are they're all just saying it should be LeVar Burton. Why is Dr. Oz here? Ken Jennings guest hosted for a while, too, but they said he got a little too weird on social media. That was kind of like the opinions because...
LeVar Burton from Frontier Dads?
That's
movies men don't want to see. I remember that guy. Yeah, he should do it. What's he been doing since Frontier Dads? Yes.
The City Council of Evanston, Illinois, voted 8-1 late Monday to approve a plan to make reparations available to black residents over past discrimination and lingering effects of slavery. The plan, which is the first of its kind in the U.S., is to distribute $400,000 to eligible black households They're eligible to receive up to $25,000 for home repairs or down payments on property. Those are the two things that they're allowing them to use for. The one dissenting vote said, please don't tell black people what they need to spend this money on. Just give it to them. That's why she voted against it.
Interesting.
Yeah. The funding for the program, the funding is going to come from the 3% tax on the sale of recreational marijuana. The city expects to spend about $10 million over 10 years. Now, in order to qualify, you must have lived in or been a direct descendant of a black person who lived in Evanston, Illinois from 1919 to 1969 and who suffered discrimination in housing because of city ordinances, policies, or practices. So it's going to be a bureaucratic mess.
Yeah,
but, hey, we'll see how it works.
It'll be a shit show. And I'm not against, philosophically, I'm not against the concept of reparations. I do know when you give people money, it never works out.
True.
That's what I know. So, unfortunately, if you'd like to help a group, one of the fastest ways to fuck them up is to give them money. But if it's allocated toward rethatching the roof and getting some storm windows in, then maybe. But remember, we tried to give out checks to people that were affected by COVID, and $30 billion later, a bunch of convicts had the money and people out of the state. So I'm a little leery of government handling this stuff. I'm worried.
And out of a $1.9 trillion plan, which would actually allocate something like, I don't know, maybe $500,000 per citizen or $50,000. It was some outrageous number, but you get $1,400.
I'm worrying that the vetting is not going to work. But,
yeah.
Well, it'll be a little experiment. We'll see how it goes.
Also, what does this have to do with slavery? Like, if the qualifications are you have to be a resident of, or descendant of a resident of Evanston,
well, it was essentially going to before the Civil Rights Act.
Yeah.
So people were affected from 1919 to 1969.
All right. Well, it'll be an interesting little experiment. I predict it will not work well. It will not help the people you're trying to help. There's only one solution.
Well, one of a kind, 1967 Chevy Corvette.
Ooh.
L88.
Ooh.
Was sold at
Big Block.
Meekum. For $2,695,000.
Wow.
That's a lot, but not the most expensive. It's a Sunfire yellow coupe. I saw a picture of it.
Yeah, there it is.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Look, you can get a Corvette that looks like that all day long for 80 grand. So 2.6 is insane. They must have made three of them.
There were only 20 of them.
20 of them.
20 of them built in 67 with the L88 option package.
Yes, most of them were 68 or 69. So this is an early one.
It's got a racing V8 and high performance drivetrain suspension.
Mm-hmm.
Car is fully restored, believed to be the only one that still has the original numbers matching engine.
Oh, well, that's where it comes in.
Oh,
well, yeah.
This was not the most expensive Corvette L88.
Really?
That one was a red one, of course. Sold for $3.85 million, a little over $1 million more.
Jesus.
In 2014, but it became the third most valuable 1967 L88. And fourth most valuable Corvette ever sold.
That is a lot for Corvette. Corvettes have always done okay, but not that great. It's always about production number. So you take, it's as if, I'll get out of the car parlance here for a second. I'll get into homes. It's like somebody said, we got Brian and Dawson. We got your same house. We got your same house, but they made 1 million units of your house. And this other house is the same house. It looks the same, but there are only 20 that had the incinerator garbage disposal and the brown tile with the white grout in them. And so essentially you're saying, okay, so then this house, instead of costing $700,000, this house is going to cost $8.2 million. And it's like, yeah, that's how it works. And in a way, it's a little bit weird because if you take a look, you take a car, old Ferrari or an old Corvette or something like that. I shouldn't have said Corvette, an old Lamborghini or something. So if you take a Ferrari GTO, built in 1963, they're $50 million. And they made, I don't know, 36 of them. But there's no version of that car that looks exactly the same that's $157,000. They're all $50 million. This Corvette, if you drove it to Bob's Big Boy in Burbank, nobody would blink because it would look, there'd be three other Corvettes that looked exactly the same, but they don't have the L88 big block and they weren't, you know, only 20 made and don't have numbers matching, but it's all stuff you couldn't see if it was just driving down the street. So a lot of this stuff with American cars becomes about production runs, mm-hmm. because they made so many units. You know, Americans make hundreds or tens of thousands, right. of Mustangs and Corvettes. It's the special ones that really fetch the high dollars. So that's what you're seeing here versus a Lamborghini Miura, which is $2.6 million, but they all look the same, but they only made 150 of them or 700 and something, depending on all the different variants and models. Sorry. All right. Let's bring it home, Dawson.
All right.
Poor Maxipat is running over there.
That's the news. Gina's back tomorrow.
Yeah, with Fitz Dog. All right. Well, speaking of cars, you got to get insurance, especially if you're spending that kind of cash at a auction. Do you got a home? Do you rent? Do you own? Well, bundle that up with your automotive policy. Geico makes it easy. Take your homeowners and renters insurance and put it together with your homeowners, renters, or your automotive, and bundle. Get your bundle on. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. See just how much you could save when you bundle at geico.com. All right. Jam in the van. Few tickets left. That'll be tomorrow, and we're all be there. So come on out and say hi. Nashville Zanies, April 14th, doing a live pod there. And just go to amcroll.com for all the live shows and check out our Pluto channel at 585 because we got a lot of content there, a lot of racing and stuff like that. So, till next time, Adam Kroll, for Mike August and Mike Dawson and Bald Brian saying mahalo.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Also on Instagram and Facebook at Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Get your tickets for Adam Carolla's Unprepared, a jam in the van this Thursday night in Los Angeles. The location is disclosed when you buy your tickets. Get them now at adamcarolla.com.
Hey, movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.